Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry's here. Kathy's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's one of the top social media experts on the planet. The book that she co-authored, Stepping Stone to Success, is available wherever books are sold. She's our good friend, Kathy Perry. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, okay, Twitter is in the news. I just looked at my Twitter site. I guess it was silent the last few hours or so, and it's different.
Yes, they are making big changes. And
yeah. Do we like it?
Well, yeah, I think that it's going to be a lot better for the user. They're actually trying to look more like Facebook, like a Facebook page.
I saw that. I don't think I like it as much.
I don't like
a lot of extra space devoted to nothing.
Well, they were getting a lot of I think feedback from consumers that, you know, we want more photos, we want to carry our branding better
yeah,
and things
yeah.
like that. So I was surprised how much it looked like Facebook. And then they also let you pin tweets to the top, so you can make sure that if there's a message you want people to see first when they go to your page,
yeah.
you can actually have it stay there. That's new.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to make sure that it's utilized as a branding vehicle also.
Right.
And not just the stream of communication.
Right. Because Twitter has become a more serious platform than Facebook has it. I don't mean to be pejorative toward Facebook, but I'm just saying Facebook is not as much of Twitter seems to be more of a platform of ideas than it used to be, and that Facebook is. What do you think?
Well, I think that you're right, because when something happens in the world, it's coming through on Twitter.
Right.
I mean, you're seeing, that's really where I think even the news media is paying more attention to what's happening in the Twitterverse versus the Facebook world. And over in Facebook, they're controlling so much of who sees what. And so even though you might have an audience of, a gazillion likes, that doesn't mean they're going to see your stuff.
Right.
Because they're controlling it so much, where more stuff is organic with Twitter.
Mm-hmm. How long before Twitter does the same thing?
I don't know. They all jump into that bandwagon of, well, let's figure out what they want to see. And
right.
let's try to control that. And I think that's a real problem with all of them, but they do it obviously for advertising purposes, and it all comes back
to what we've talked about all these years now, Kathy, and that I warned people yep. about in I think it's chapter 17 in my book, and that is use the platforms to your advantage, absolutely, by all means. You probably can't be successful in the future without being good at this, but never, ever, never delude yourself into thinking that anything they do is on your behalf.
All right. And that it's going to be the same, or it's going to be there forever, because it's not.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always changing, always changing.
Yep.
But
five years
from
now, we won't recognize either one of them.
Not at all. Not at all. No.
Yep. So okay. So what's the big deal about Twitter is that they're trying to change and look a little more give users a little more brand opportunity.
Yes, they are.
And I think they've done that. I think they went too big. I think they made it bigger than they needed to. But anyway.
Probably, yeah. And actually, they've even done a few things like making the tweet larger. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So, and if it's a higher engagement, then it displays even bigger fonts and stuff like that. So
right.
it's really interesting how they made their changes. And searching is a little bit, you know, you can do photos and videos and favorites now. And
right.
So they're kind of giving the tool just some enhancements that I think they're positive for
right.
Twitter, and because they do want to be taken more seriously, I think.
Mm-hmm. What about Facebook? What's the news with Facebook?
Facebook is, they rolled out their new Nearby Friends feature. And so the good news about this is that it is opt-in. So people have to say, yes, I want to have people know where I am.
Ah, so how do they know? Do I tell them where I am?
No, they know where you are.
So you're saying that just by logging on, they know that I'm not at home. I'm at Starbucks.
They do.
So if I travel to Texas next week and log on to my Facebook and I'm in Houston, then they have the ability, if I give them permission, to tell all my Houston friends that I'm nearby.
Yes, they do. And now those Houston friends have to also have that feature turned on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if they, you know, all of these people opt in and say, yes, I do want people to know where I am,
right.
then you'll get a screen that says, these are the people that are nearby. These are your friends that are nearby.
Is any of this even slightly creepy to you, Kathy?
Oh, yeah.
Does your creep meter not come up? Does the needle on your creep meter not come up a little bit like it does on mine? Is it because I'm not a dinosaur, but I'm, you know, maybe... I don't know. I'm a little older. What do you think? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it absolutely can a borderline stalking. If you know, you don't specify in your settings who you really want to see, have to see that, then it could be.
Yeah.
And
Kathy's right, folks. They know where you live. They know where you are. And don't ever think they don't. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another issue, very interesting issue that...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.